Gobellino and the Little Wooden Horse. One evening in late summer, Gobellino the kitchen cat was basking on the steps of his happy home, listening to the sounds of the farmyard. "How lucky I am to have such a wonderful home," he thought, "and I hardly deserve it, for I was born a witch's cat." As the rim of the sun dipped behind the far-off purple mountains, an owl flew silently up the lane and dropped a leaf on the farmhouse steps. The little cat lifted his paw, and in the last rays of sunshine saw some words written across the leaf. "Please come and help me, brother. Oh, please do. Oh, do, do." For a moment, Gobellino's heart almost stopped beating. There was only one person in the world who had the right to call him brother, and that was his little sister, Sutika. Gobellino shivered as he remembered the days he had spent on Hurricane Mountain when he was still a witch's cat. He had longed to leave the witch's cavern and be an ordinary kitchen cat with a home of his own, but Sutika had been very happy learning how to cast wicked spells and inventing naughty tricks to play on people. What could have happened to make her call for help? All night long, her message ran in Gobellino's ears, and by morning he knew that he must leave the farmhouse and go to help her. It broke his heart to leave, but just as the clock struck seven, he crept silently out of the farmyard and set off for Hurricane Mountain. The mountains were a great way off, and Gobellino walked a very long way until he came upon a little wooden horse grazing in a small green glade. Greeting one another, Gobellino asked the little horse if he was resting from a long journey. "Oh, no. I live close by with my master, Uncle Peda, the toy maker, and his wife." "Do you think your master has a shed where I could spend the night?" asked Gobellino. "I'm very tired and have had nothing to eat all day." "Jump on my back and I'll take you home at once. I'm sure my mistress will give you something nice to eat and a comfortable bed." Gobellino was only too grateful to jump on the back of his kind friend, and before very long, they arrived at a white-painted house. A tall, handsome old man and a rosy-faced woman were sitting inside. They smiled happily when they saw the little wooden horse, and before many minutes had gone by, Gobellino was lapping a saucer of rich yellow milk. He was then lifted gently onto a cushion by the fire and asked where he was going. He told his new friends that he was on his way to Hurricane Mountain to help his sister Sutika, a witch's cat.
"Your sister's a witch's cat?" the old woman asked in horror. "Then what are you?"
"I'm a kitchen cat," said Gobellino.
"And a good cat if ever I saw one," said Uncle Peda.
"He's also a cat who needs my help," said the little wooden horse. "I'll go with him as far as the open plain and show him the way."
Uncle Peda and his wife agreed that the little wooden horse should do this. So early next morning, the two friends set out through the forest. Gobellino trotted along until the little wooden horse persuaded him to ride. At last, it seemed the trees were thinning out. Hurricane Mountain did not look so far away after all.
"I'll get there by evening," said Gobellino, leading his friend onto a vast plain.
They trotted along quickly until they reached a stream. They were just lowering their heads to drink when Gobellino heard a strange noise in the distance.
"It sounds like wild birds crying," he said. "Only different, quite different. Can't you hear it?"
The little wooden horse raised his head and sniffed the air.
"I can," he said. "I think we ought to go back to the forest as quickly as we can."
"What?" exclaimed Gobellino in horror. "When we have come so far? We are more than halfway to the mountains already."
The little wooden horse jumped to his feet and stood looking westward with his ears pricked.
"I really do think we should go back to the forest," he repeated.
"What are you afraid of?" asked Gobellino in astonishment.
Supposing it's dogs.
Dogs?
Screeched Gobbelino, jumping 3 feet into the air. Together they crouched and listened to every sound that came across the plain, but there came only the trilling of larks above, the bubbling of the water, and the chirping of a water bird.
I must go on if I'm to reach the mountains before sunset, said Gobbelino. But you, my friend, must go home. It's time we said goodbye.
Very well, Gobbelino. I'll do as you say. I'll go home to my master and mistress and wish you the very best of luck and protection from every danger, for I'm very much afraid there will be danger.
Gobbelino thanked the little horse over and over again for helping him. Then, with tears in their eyes, the two friends set off in opposite directions. Gobbelino trotted on for more than an hour, then heard that strange sound again. It was the sound of a pack of hounds baying. Gobbelino's heart began to thump, and he quickened his pace. The pack was sweeping up the plain, and there was not a rock or a tree where he could hide. Just ahead, he saw a village and began to run towards it, hoping he might find shelter there before the hounds overtook him. Gasping with terror, Gobbelino fled across the plain as the baying grew louder and louder. And then he heard another sound, a rattling and a clattering that pursued him with snorts and blowings and the thunder of spinning wheels. Gobbelino was about to fall flat on his face from sheer fright when a familiar voice panted in his ear.
Jump on my back, Gobbelino! Jump, I tell you! Jump!
The little wooden horse overtook him at full gallop, and with a desperate leap, Gobbelino gained the painted saddle and clung on tight. Together, they sped along like a streak of lightning, with the hounds gaining on them fast.
Put me down and let me run, pleaded Gobbelino.
But even side by side, they could not outpace the hounds. When both were at the end of their strength and about to turn and face the pack, they arrived suddenly at the gate of an ancient church. And slipping quickly through the gate, they found themselves in a deserted churchyard.